Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, You Are Not Broken, Stop Shooting All Over Your Sex Life is a nonfiction book by Kelly Casperson, MD, a board-certified urologist and sex educator who writes about women's sexual health, desire, and pleasure, positioned between medical guidance and self-help. The book addresses a common but often hidden problem women who feel that low desire, dissatisfaction, or sexual uncertainty must mean something is wrong with them. Casperson argues the opposite, presenting sexual struggle as a result of misinformation, cultural pressure, and shame rather than personal defect. The book aims to replace blame with education, especially around anatomy, physiology, communication, and mindset. It is written for readers who want a clearer understanding of how sexual well-being actually works, and for those who need a more practical and less moralized way to think about sex. Its purpose is not to prescribe one ideal sex life, but to help readers identify what has been limiting theirs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing sexual dissatisfaction as a knowledge problem, not a personal failure. A central argument of the book is that many women interpret a difficult or unsatisfying sex life as evidence that they are broken, defective, or abnormal. Casperson challenges that interpretation directly. She frames sexual dissatisfaction as something shaped by poor sex education, social silence, and unrealistic expectations, rather than by inherent dysfunction alone. This matters because shame tends to block curiosity. And curiosity is what makes change possible. By changing the explanation for the problem, the book changes the emotional response to it. Instead of asking what is wrong with me, readers are encouraged to ask what have I not been taught and what pressures have shaped my assumptions. That shift is practical as well as psychological. Once a person sees the issue as informational and contextual, it becomes easier to seek medical guidance, learn anatomy, or start better conversations with a partner. The book therefore works as a corrective to internalized blame. Secondly, using anatomy and physiology to explain why pleasure is often misunderstood. The book gives substantial attention to female anatomy and sexual physiology, because Casperson treats understanding the body as a prerequisite for meaningful sexual confidence. A recurring problem in women's sexual health is that desire and pleasure are discussed in vague, moral, or partner-centered terms. While the body itself remains poorly understood, Casperson responds by grounding the conversation in anatomy, showing why pleasure cannot be reduced to simple stereotypes about arousal or penetration. This approach helps readers see that many frustrations come from misunderstanding how sexual response works, not from failing to perform correctly. The value of this framework is that it replaces guesswork with literacy. When readers better understand the body, they can communicate more precisely, recognize what is or is not working, and stop treating their own responses as mysterious or abnormal. The book's medical background gives this section credibility, but its real purpose is practical empowerment knowledge becomes a tool for agency. Thirdly, identifying should-ing as a source of pressure, guilt, and sexual shutdown. The phrase should-ing in the title points to one of the book's most important themes, the way obligation-based thinking distorts sexual experience. Casperson shows how women often carry a long list of internal rules about what they should want, how often they should want it, how responsive they should be, and what kind of partner or body they should have. These expectations create pressure that can disconnect people from genuine desire and make sex feel like performance rather than experience. The book treats this as more than a mindset issue. It is a structural problem produced by culture, comparison, and sexual scripts. By naming shoulding as a habit of thought, Casperson makes it easier to notice when duty is replacing desire. That insight has a concrete effect. Readers can begin separating authentic interest from external expectation. The result is not simply more pleasure, but less self-surveillance. The book argues that guilt is not a reliable guide to sexual well-being, and that pressure often suppresses the very responsiveness people are trying to revive. Fourthly, blending neuroscience and mindset work with real-world sexual communication. Another distinctive feature of the book is its effort to connect mental habits with bodily response. Casperson draws on neuroscience and behavior change to explain why thoughts, expectations, and emotional context can strongly influence sexual experience. This is important because it avoids the false split between mind and body that often limits sex advice. If someone believes desire should appear spontaneously, or that good sex must happen a certain way, those beliefs can shape arousal, comfort, and willingness long before any physical issue appears. The book uses this understanding to support practical communication, including journaling prompts and conversation starters that help readers put vague discomfort into words. That makes the book more useful than a purely conceptual discussion, because sexual improvement often depends on naming needs clearly. The emphasis on communication also recognizes that sexual satisfaction is rarely only an individual matter. It is shaped by relationships, timing, and how openly people can talk. Casperson's method is therefore both reflective and applied. Lastly, Addressing women's sexual health across life stages, including menopause and pelvic concerns, the book does not treat women's sexuality as a fixed or youthful state. Kasperson writes from a clinical background that includes sexual medicine, urology, pelvic health, and menopause-related care, and this gives the book a broader life stage perspective than many popular sex books. Sexual concerns can be influenced by changes in hormones, pelvic comfort, genitourinary symptoms, or shifts associated with perimenopause and menopause, and the book acknowledges that these realities matter. That makes the argument more credible, because it does not reduce every problem to attitude or every solution to communication alone. At the same time, the book avoids defining women's sexuality by decline or loss. Instead, it presents sexual well-being as something that can be understood and adapted over time. This is especially valuable for readers who have been told that changes in libido or comfort are simply inevitable or embarrassing. Kasperson's framing suggests that aging and health changes deserve informed attention, not resignation, and that good care includes both medical context and personal agency. In conclusion, You Are Not Broken is best suited to readers who want a medically informed, non-judgmental examination of women's sexual health. It will be especially useful for women who feel confused by low desire, sexual dissatisfaction, or changes in intimacy, as well as for partners and clinicians who want a clearer vocabulary for discussing these issues. The book offers practical benefits in three areas. It reduces shame, improves body literacy, and encourages more honest communication. Intellectually, it stands out because it does not treat sexuality as either a mystery or a moral test. Instead, it connects anatomy, psychology, and cultural conditioning in a way that is accessible without becoming simplistic. Compared with many books in the self-help or sex education category, it is more grounded in clinical expertise and less dependent on inspirational language. Its tone is candid, empathetic, and educational, which makes it particularly strong for readers who want answers that feel realistic rather than idealized. For that reason, it functions both as a corrective and as a practical guide. If you would like to support Kelly Kasperson, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.